On November 22, 1963, when shots rang out in Dallas, Secret Service agent Clint Hill was in the best position to react. His analysis of that day is simple.
There's no question that we failed in providing protection for President Kennedy.
Agent Gerald Blaine was also in Texas that day, but not in Dallas. He says a lack of manpower was partly responsible.
In 1963, we had 330 agents. We had about 34 agents on the White House detail.
The agents were visible. Some ran alongside or stood on cars in the presidential motorcade. But Blaine says they couldn't communicate with each other.
We didn't have radios. We operated through hand signals. We had photographs of subjects that we had concern about. And we would memorize those subjects, and we had to rely on each other to work together as a team.
Author Lisa McCubbin collaborated with Blaine on the book The Kennedy Detail. She says weaknesses exposed by the Kennedy assassination forced a change in how the Secret Service was funded.
So it made them realize, I think, even more how important their mission was, and they were able then to convince Congress to get more money. They had been asking for more money for years and years to get more people. They knew they couldn't protect the president with what they had.
Clint Hill stayed with the Secret Service after the assassination. He rose to assistant director and witnessed changes in the agency. No more travel and open automobiles, and more agents, more money, and better communication. But Hill suffered from guilt after the assassination. He retired in 1975. Several months later, not once but twice, assailants tried to kill President Gerald Ford during visits he made to California. And in 1981, another disaster narrowly averted. President Ronald Reagan, emerging from a Washington hotel, was shot by John Hinckley Jr. Mr. Reagan was rushed to a nearby hospital for life-saving surgery. Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy was shot in the abdomen. Press Secretary James Brady was struck in the head and seriously disabled. But no one died in the attack, and McCarthy says the incident led to even more changes.
After that, metal detectors were used to screen anyone who gets near the president shortly thereafter. And the legacy is that since that time, there has not been another attack on the on any of our presidents by the historic assassin, which is the lone gunman.
Though the assassination of President Kennedy was a transforming event for the Secret Service, recent incidents are a reminder that the president is still a target. A 21-year-old Idaho man is under arrest for allegedly firing several shots at the White House on November 11th. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.